Powered by DuckDuckGo. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, I ain't letting him write.
He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the office, we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you better gentlemen, what you're about to witness is no illusion. And now we got the bass banging from here to Buckingham Palace. They're all moving. Hey Simon, working them up, turning them psycho. Everybody rock, let's bring the house down. To rubble and dust, 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say, you better
run. Yeah! Morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Every year, it's part of my retirement planning. I go to the bank and I ask for 10 crisp $100 bills, and I bring them in here and I hand them over to Jeffrey, my financial advisor, and I say, go forth and invest. And listen, it's been a little rocky. I'll be honest. It's been an up and down stretch for my retirement planning. Not as rocky as my other investments. I'll say that. Not as rocky as my other investments, but it's always a saga, Jeffrey. And today we have, is this episode 4? This is
episode 5.
Really? We're already up to 5.
Remember, it's whatever week it is in the NFL, add one.
Wow. Incredible. And we got some big games. The most intriguing, I think, is Kentucky Ole Miss. Yes?
That's probably fair, yeah.
I mean, there are other big games. Alabama, Clemson, Arkansas is fun.
Clemson and NC State
is fun. You think Tulane can knock off Houston?
I do. I don't know if they will.
Yeah.
Like, they certainly can. I mean, the question is Dana telling the truth when he's whining about his team, or was that the classic whine about your team and they play better?
Right. So we will get to this. I am down, I believe, Jeffrey. That's true, isn't it?
Yes, we're still above 500, but we are down.
That's the way it's a cruel world, investing.
We're trying to tell a story.
And you do it with integrity, too.
Of course. I have to post it.
You have to post it. I was actually reflecting on this last night. The idea that you put yourself out there,
mm-hmm.
both in Righter Than Right trivia, because you're out there in a high wire act. You and Kevin Cerrito, and mm-hmm. he's admitted whatever. You don't know the answer to that. What kind of moron are you?
Sure.
Right, every single week, and then you put yourself out here and you post your results.
Yeah, you have to.
Man,
the great ones have to take the fire.
Yeah, the great ones clearly have to take the fire.
And then you save the receipts.
We will do that in the second hour. Today on the show, Jason Smith's going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk to him about, no Memphis Madness. JT, take the week off. So no Memphis Madness. And instead there will be some sort of a gathering, a block party. there will be a block party. And so we'll talk to him about that and other matters. Chris Harrington joins us straight up at 10 o'clock. He's got another, he does a whole bunch of preview stuff at the Daily Memphian. First big piece that he wrote was on Ja. This piece is on the four, really. It's Jaren, who will play, you know, how all that fits. And it went up yesterday, I believe. I read it. It's, as always, insightful. We'll talk to Chris about that and more things, including it is amazing. In the NBA, there was a trade yesterday involving eight players. I guess life is good in the NBA. You make a lot of money. You travel around in beautiful airplanes and beautiful meals and all that other, the high life. But it is funny when it feels almost demeaning to be part of a trade where you're purely transactional, you know? It's just, you're literally sure. Just an item on a ledger.
Yeah, you're literally nothing more than a contract to make it work.
Your basketball talent, which you have nurtured and worked on your whole life, is utterly incidental to the trade. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with the trade. It's just your the number of money, the amount of money you make. It's almost demeaning, don't you think? Demean me like that, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, but, I think it's the nature of the business.
It is, but it's
weird. But yes, it is an impersonal, yes.
There's nothing, no other, in all of the other professional leagues, there's nothing else quite so transactional as dollars and cents-ish, or transparently so, as the NBA.
I think that's probably fair. I've also thought there's this weird, like, dichotomy in sports in which we are so emotional and passionate,
right.
Yet we want our teams to operate like emotionless.
Just passionately. Yes. Like we absolutely. Want anyway, Chris will join us straight up at 10 o'clock. And then we will, Jeffrey will. How big's the card right now for the college football card?
18.
Oh, my goodness. 18. 18 fresh selections for you. Jason Smith, Chris Harrington, and then that. Obviously, the thing to talk about is Tua. And that was brutal. Absolutely brutal to watch it unfold. I've seen different opinions on the replay. I've seen people say, stop showing it. And other people saying, no, you have to show it. You have to look at it because this is what football is. Don't look away. That is football. And other people are, stop showing it. What's the, it's just, so, but the larger question, obviously, is Tua got hit by Matt Milano with the Buffalo Bills. He got up. He couldn't walk. He wobbled. He fell back to his knees. They said it was a back, that he was not concussed. And so he played last night.
After getting checked out in the locker room.
And he gets thrown to the ground, slams his head against the turf, and then it wasn't just that he was, I mean, it was really, truly brutal. One of the phrases that they evidently use is decorticate posturing, where your hands curl like the thing that happened with his hands. Again, I'm no expert here. It is an involuntary response that the body has, the brain has when there is trauma. And so we saw what we saw.
Yeah, I mean, I can just tell you from being on football fields, I've seen that. Like, that's just what happens when a guy gets concussed.
And so that, like, Bengals go on to win. Bridgewater plays decently, throws that pick, though, you know.
Yeah, and the problem with the pick is Teddy clearly threw it where he wanted to, and the tight end went the other way. So right. That's, like, the classic, okay, well, they haven't practiced right. together.
So now we will see. There was also, by the way, the question about how the broadcast handled it, which was awkward as hell. They went through the entire halftime without talking about it, without mentioning that the NFLPA, I mean, you throw it to the halftime show, and it just shows how in league they are with the NFL, that they're not going to talk about the only thing that everyone across America is talking about. They didn't mention the fact that...
Well, that's not true. They didn't go into like a... But Carissa Thompson opened it by saying... They opened it to Kaylee Hartung with the update. They sent him to the hospital.
But they didn't talk about the fact that he had the NFLPA. This is what I mean. The NFLPA launched an investigation that he had been possibly concussed the week before. There was an investigation. Yes, they talked about it being injured.
They talked about the hip.
They talked about the head and the injury. And then when they came back, they talked about it again a little bit. It's funny, though, because I know we're supposed to have hot takes here. How the hell do I know? Like, the actual...
We can not have facts, and you can sit there and go, like, the reality is, when they sat there and said he had a back issue...
Here's the truth, though.
He went to his knees.
I know that, but here's the truth. They have, and what do you do with this fact? Okay, I'll make the argument on both sides. The argument my God, of course he had a concussion. Yes, last time he should not have been playing. He shouldn't have come back against the Bills, right? That seems like that's what seems obvious, is that, my God, he fell to his knees against the Bills. He shouldn't have come back. And if you look at Chris Nowinski is the guy who's sort of the concussion guy, Harvard grad. And played football at Harvard, who does all this work on brain injuries. Before the game, he tweeted this: if Tua takes the field tonight, it's a massive step back for concussion care in the NFL. If he has a second concussion that destroys his season or career, everyone involved will be sued and should lose their jobs, coaches included. We all saw it. Even they must know this isn't right. That was before the game. And this is a guy who knows a lot more about concussions than I do, or than you do.
Yes.
It's his life to study this stuff.
Yes.
So that's the seems like the prevailing opinion, and I the only thing that does give me some pause. What do you do with the fact that there is a concussion protocol and as part of it, there is a unaffiliated neo-trauma consultant who does not work for the Dolphins who has to sign off? Are we imagining that that guy doesn't do his job and is in the bag for the Dolphins? Is that what, like, he just says, fine, I know it's a concussion, but I'm going to say it's not a concussion?
It's
like
unclear.
You saw what you saw on TV. I saw what I saw on TV. There's this independent guy who's a doctor who's on the sideline, and then another one before he's cleared to come back to play this week. Are we just imagining? I'm asking that guy is like just in the tank for the Dolphins and is going to play someone even if he thinks he's concussed?
Well, the question to me, though, is did they actually... I know everyone kept tweeting out the checklist for the concussion, but if Tua said the whole week, like, I've had a back problem all week, what if they didn't check him for it?
Yeah, there has been... I think there is... It's muddled there. In other words, did he even go into concussion protocol?
Correct.
And I would like the answer to that. But I think... when you're deciding whether to go into concussion protocol or not, there's an independent doctor who's part of that.
Correct.
So what do you imagine happened?
I think the simplest explanation is he didn't go into concussion protocol.
And so what happened to the independent doctor?
When they started checking out for the back.
So you think they just, because the Dolphins said it's a back, he never went into concussion protocol?
I think that's the simplest explanation.
And so the whole independent...
Correct.
There never was anyone independent involved. I will say, I would like clarification on that, because we don't know. Because what you know, what the coach said was, he was asked after the game last night, can you assure me 100% that he did not have a concussion last week? And he said yes.
I mean, how can you, to me, like, that doesn't eliminate that he never went into concussion protocol.
No, but that he didn't, if he didn't have a concussion, though, if he didn't have a concussion, then who cares? Then why are we talking about last week?
Okay, a football coach has never lied.
No. Okay, so that's all. So you're saying he's lying?
Yeah.
There are whole industries. The drug industry was based on, you know, on lying about the dangers of things.
Tobacco
was based on lying. This would not be the first time that a company lies in order to
protect themselves
and to do better as a company. Put the bottom line, which is here money and wins, ahead of the safety of human beings. In the cases of tobacco and in the case of drugs, millions and millions of human beings. Here it's just one human being. But it is kind of amazing. Like, so it's amazing to think that the Dolphins could have seen what we saw and just said, yeah, we're not going to check him out for a concussion. Do you really believe that? Last Sunday,
yes, because I watched every snap of that game, and I could not.
So did they. So you think they just?
I cannot believe that he was on the field again.
So you just think that they did not check him out for a concussion?
Correct.
They never. That is, knowing what we know, if they never checked him out for a concussion, it's just appalling. I don't even know how you can. So let me ask you this. What's going to happen now? Is there going to be some?
I mean, it'll be like everything that we do. Like, now there will be the hand wringing and whatnot.
No, but will it ultimately be revealed that something went wrong with the protocol? Or will they continue to say, which is basically what they're saying now, he was fine last week. It wasn't a concussion. He got concussed. He got concussed last night. Will that happen? Or will there be some mea culpa? Listen, we did it wrong. We blew it. Or will the NFL rule, we did it wrong, we blew it, we should have.
Well, that's one thing I do not think that will happen, is the NFL. Now, what my question is.
So neither the Dolphins nor the NFL will ever say anything was done wrong.
But the big question for me is, what happens with the NFL Players Association investigation? Because that was not completed as of yesterday.
The funny thing is that what can they, unless there's some independent medical records, what can they even reveal, right? What can they?
To me, like, that's the whole question.
They can reveal that tests weren't done. I guess they can reveal the absence of things.
Sure.
Listen, it's I'm happy to believe that they cheated to beat the Buffalo Bills.
I do think that's a big part of the story. Would he have gone back into the game if it wasn't Buffalo? I think the answer is no.
I actually think it is a real part of the story. And here's the other thing. They did not err on the side of caution.
No.
Either last week or in playing him last night, they did not err on the side of caution. They erred on the side of get back in there. And inadvertently, in the post-game press conference, asked about all this, I thought they revealed how casually they take concussions. Because Mike McDaniel, asked about this, said, quote, he doesn't have anything more serious than a concussion. He doesn't have anything, he said, gratefully or happily or whatever the good news is or something like that. He didn't have anything more serious than a concussion. A concussion is a traumatic brain injury.
Particularly and, if you, it's your second one.
And if you just had one, there's
week.
Literally, there's a second, there is a something called, second concussion.
There's a reason why when you go into concussion protocol, it takes you typically 2 weeks to get out of it, because that is the period of time where it is extremely vital for you to not
have another concussion. It is weird. The part of it that's hard for me is, I think why I'm not being skeptical, I'm just asking the question, is because I come from a family of doctors,
mm-hmm.
right? And I can't imagine the doctors that I know saying, get back in there, you know?
Sure.
It's hard for me to imagine the doctors on the sideline being so callous, and the doctors, because very clearly doctors were involved in this, right? In the,
yes,
in the treatment of him.
When he was walking off the field, there was a doctor
standing
next to him.
Doctors who were involved in all of this. Doctors who are saying, like Mike McDaniel can, part of what will help him sleep at night, he'll say, well, we got doctors.
Correct.
The doctor said he was fine.
And I'm not a doctor. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor. That will help. And the idea
what do you want me to know?
That a doctor would be so freaking complicit in this. I rail against it instinctively just because of my family history, but it's obviously true. Doctors have been sending football players back in for forever.
Yeah.
Doesn't have anything more serious than a concussion. Can you imagine saying that to, hey, Junior Seau's family? Hey, he didn't have anything more serious than concussions.
I mean, no, but at the same time, like, I've been watching football my whole life. I mean, remember when we used to
they
laugh?
Still don't
like
take
when,
it seriously.
Like when someone would go to like the wrong sideline and we laugh, like,
oh no,
buddy.
Okay, so there will be this investigation, whatever, and it is certainly a
because NFL investigations always are conducted properly.
You know what they'll do? They'll say, "Don't write anything down." They literally the NFL.
Yeah, they'll give a nice oral report.
Well, that was the NFL's investigation of the Washington football team, as it was called at the time. Wasn't it that investigation? They literally said, don't write anything down so we won't have a written report that we don't have to.
Well, the investigation was delivered as an oral report so there would be no paper trail.
So here we'll have a quote-unquote investigation. We'll have
sure.
But it is like, even the NFLPA, like they fight tooth and nail to get a quarterback who's committed,
yeah,
you know, back onto the field.
Yeah.
And are they protecting Tua here? So now what happens with Tua, by the way? When do you think he will play again?
God, probably a month at the least. Because now they'll do the overcorrection. They'll do the overcorrection. And like for them, they do have the advantage of Teddy Bridgewater is a more than capable backup. They'll always do the overcorrection of, because they now they're under fire.
He looked really good, too. Like, that team looked really good with Tua.
Yes. But also, he didn't look good last night. I mean, I'll be completely honest with you. I legitimately bet the Bengals because I was pretty convinced that something like last night was going to happen.
God.
And the Dolphins, as an underdog, are usually like that's free money.
Yeah, it was just brutal. It was just brutal. Bengals didn't look that great either, honestly. You know what else?
Because they keep trying to run the football.
Well, and in the end, it's funny. Like, the Dolphins, that's the other thing. The Dolphins stopped the Bills from running the football. The Dolphins stopped the – I think the Dolphins are actually a pretty damn good football team.
Their defense is salty. That front's really good. But you do see where they're susceptible. That back right. end's back, not very good.
Right, no. Back, the back end.
Yeah.
The old back end is –
But I mean, this was good. To me like this was like told the story. Offensive points, expected points added passing for the Bengals, 13.5. Offensive expected points added rushing, -7.8.
Tell people what those stats mean.
So essentially, every time you throw the football, how many points did you add? By dropping back, they added 13.5 points to what was expected on a given play. And every time they drop back to run, they lost a total of nearly 8 points per game. So the whole point is, like, it was a 21-point swing just by throwing and running.
All right, so that happened. Let's see, other news from yesterday that we did not get to. The Memphis Madness is being replaced by a block party.
Mm-hmm.
Are you down with that? You okay with that? What's your opinion?
I'm kind of in the camp of, okay, sure. Like, I think with Madness, more times than not, it's not the payoff that I think it's built up to be. And so, if you want to try something a little bit different, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, Madness to me, it can fall a little bit in the category of the dunk contest.
Yep.
You know, it was great. Expectations are high, but then what does it actually deliver?
Right.
Right? And honestly, if Madness could be better than it has been, if it were tighter, you know what I mean? Like if it were, it is such a joke in terms of.
It feels like it serves too many masters. It's trying to be a little of everything.
You have the men's and women's team competing against each other.
Yep.
You have contests of the
where they're shooting contests
with men and women together. And honestly, with all due respect, this is not nice. This may not be the right thing to say. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. People might care who's the best shooter on the men's team, who wins that shooting contest. But if you pair it, I'm just being honest. If you pair it with, does this man and woman's team beat this man and woman's team? Nobody cares at that point, right?
And honestly, I don't even know if they care. If you just did like the 3-point shooting contest for the men, I don't think anyone would care.
No, but if you could do, if you did a tight hour and a half Madness, right? Introduced a musical act, a slam dunk contest, 3-point contest, and then a scrimmage where they actually are playing men against men, you know?
People
would go to that and watch that and enjoy that.
I think
that.
The biggest problem has been when these things first started, the whole point was it was a scrimmage. And so it was your first time to look at the team.
Right.
And then they developed into the scrimmage is the best part. And that is always, at Madness recently, that is the least significant thing. They treat
the scrimmage like an all-star game.
It's like
game.
The Pro Bowl.
Yeah, oh no.
Rest in peace.
So Madness had definitely, I'll be honest, I will not miss Madness at all. The best thing about Madness is the fans entering the building.
Yes, agree.
I like seeing how happy everybody is, how they're glad to be back. The excitement is the best part of Madness. The introductions are kind of cool. The video, all of that. And then it starts, and it's a big, well, who cares?
Yeah.
And it goes on too long, and you can't really believe that you spent your evening doing it.
It definitely goes on way too long.
So here, if there's a block party, and people, there's a rebounders event tonight. You can probably still sign up for the rebounders event, but you got to become a rebounder if you're going to do that.
And I think that could be one of the best parties of the year tonight.
Well, and what people really like doing is mingling with the players, and they allow that. And at the block, if you're allowed to like go up, like I still remember James Wiseman, by the way, had a nice night last night, wherever the hell they're playing in somewhere in Europe.
I thought they were in Japan.
Japan. Okay. Japan, Europe. Whichever.
Close enough.
He played 24 minutes, 8 of 11, 8 rebounds, 20 points. And so there you go with James Wiseman. But I still remember, like, at the rebounders event where Wiseman was taking this picture with this little kid, and it wasn't working because you have to back up so far to get Wiseman at 7 feet in the picture and this 3-year-old kid. So he ended up just sitting on the floor, and it was just the best. And I'm like, to me, that was like a picture of James Wiseman's heart, that he knew he had to do that. And he was happily just to get down on the floor with a little kid. And so what you really want to do is mingle with the players and get your autograph with the players and shake hands and chat and whatever else. The bowling thing that they had was a nice event for that purposes
and
as well.
It seems like after the block party, there's going to be that type.
There is going to be that.
Yes.
That will be part of it at the end. Yeah. So, you know, I don't. Yeah. So I think I'm fine with that being the result here. And then we do have a full weekend of college football. Obviously, the headliner, as we said, is Ole Miss and Kentucky. where you have two teams that are really, after you get past Alabama and Georgia, would you say they've been the best teams in the SEC over the last few years?
I mean, LSU did have the title. It's like that's kind of like the...
It depends on how far you go back. Well, Kentucky has won 16 of its last 19 games.
They're both, and I think Ole Miss is like 15 to 19.
Ole Miss
like
has won 18 to 22.
Yeah.
Kentucky 7th, Ole Miss is 14th. You know, Will Levis is considered a possible pro quarterback.
Not to me.
Not to you. I know you've always been a skeptic. So that'll be a really good game. That should be a really interesting game. Memphis plays tomorrow, an early game tomorrow.
Both games are at 11, yeah.
At 11. So make sure the whole getting into the stadium thing may be even a little more complicated because there's less time to spread out. Like, everyone's going to be arriving at the stadium at the same time, and everyone's going to be trying to get into the stadium at the same time.
Trying to park at the same time.
By all means, make sure you've downloaded your stuff and are ready to get in, and do not delay. Do not put it off for too long before you head to the stadium. It is going to be sort of interesting, isn't it, if Memphis is 4-1 and people are complaining?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's
kind of... What are we to make of that? It's been a truly dreadful schedule in some ways, right?
I mean, I think that's kind of the bigger issue now in college football is we're a third of the way through the season, and like to your point about Kentucky and Ole Miss, we don't really have any idea
thing's true of Memphis. We don't have no idea. They lost the one game that you knew they'd lose.
Correct.
And they've won everything
else.
And you have any real idea how good or bad they are.
Yeah.
And we're
probably not going to learn anything tomorrow either.
No.
We're not really going to learn anything until next week. And then with next week, what if Houston is just kind of done?
You can bet the NFL. Start off week 4 right with a same game parlay. For the NFL, you can have props from the same game to score an even bigger payout. No feeling quite like nailing a same game parlay. And right now, new customers get up to $1,000 back in free bets if your first bet doesn't win. That's right. Bet $10, bet $910. Up to $1,000 if you're a new customer and you don't win on your first bet, you'll have the money right back there in your account to bet again. Just got to download the app, FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Download the app and use promo code Calkins. That's C-A-L-K-I-N-S. C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued, non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. When we come back, Jason Smith, then Chris Harrington, then Jeffrey We'll make you rich. Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Rick with BetQL. When looking over NFL lines, it's good to remember some teams are better at covering the spread on the road rather than at home. Exhibit 1 is the Arizona Cardinals. The Cards are 9-2 against the spread in their last 11 road games, including covering in their only road game so far this year. They are away at Carolina this weekend, and Cards are 1.5-point underdogs, so that's looking like a good bet, maybe outright. I'm Trista Crick, helping you be the books.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples' free tech take-back, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
MGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We'll order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P738-6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709-8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 2022.
Attention Kroger shoppers. We need to stay up to date with all our vaccines, even adults. Good thing there's a pharmacy right in our stores where licensed pharmacists have given more than 11 million COVID-19 vaccines. Make an appointment online today. Walk-ins welcome. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Football season is underway, so now's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's right, $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with the promo code JSmith. FanDuel makes it easy. They've got all your favorite moneyline bets. You can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. With live betting, you'll get updated odds on games that have already started. Get paid. When you do, you'll get your winnings fast. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So sign up today with promo code JSmith, J-S-M-I-T-H, for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code JSmith. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL and of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Are you ready to get back out? Ready to live life again? It's time, and the Shot Nurse can give you a boost. Our Lipo B12 formula can help you keep up with the crowd, increase your energy, improve your mood, sleep better, and even reduce allergies. No appointment necessary and no waiting. Drop in one of our three convenient locations. We'll get you in and out in about 5 minutes. The Lipo B12 shot at the Shot Nurse. Boost yourself back into enjoying life at the fullest.
Solutions you need with a personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's ZAPIER.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
The Mempho Music Festival returns to Radiance Amphitheater at Memphis Botanic Garden September 30th through October 2nd, featuring performances from the Black Keys.
Well, so
two nights of Widespread Panic, Wilco.
I'm walking.
Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Portugal the Man. Tank and the Bangas, Bobby Rush, Big Ass Truck, Future Birds, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit MemphoFest.com.
Get ready for Luke Bryan. Live.
Our home.
Raised Upright Tour. Raised Upright. This Thursday night, Lander Center. Luke Bryan with special guests. Riley Green, Mitchell Tenpenny, and DJ Rock. Tickets are on sale now. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Luke Bryan, produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
You've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Siddiqui and his staff at the Smile Center. But here's the thing. Even if you don't have insurance, they have a membership plan at the Smile Center. In-office insurance plan for patients that do not have dental insurance. If you want whiter teeth, you can now have a white, dazzling Hollywood smile with Zoom in-office whitening. You can have a white smile in less than 2 hours. Go see Dr. Mehdi and his clinical staff. They've all been vaccinated. 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Phone number is 309-1333. SmileCenterMemphis.com.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Dawkins Show, joined now by Jason Smith. Every single day, Jason and John are there to inform and entertain from 11 until 2. I was over at the Memphis Tiger basketball Facebook page the other day, just reading what people were saying, you know, getting my pulse on the populace. And there were people who were ripping me, and there were people who were ripping GP, and there were people who were and my God, Jason and John, you guys are beloved. Just like, well, you know, the two I really like are the guys I really like are Jason and John. Really like Jason and John. Jason and John are my guys. What say you? How does it feel to be so wildly beloved?
Oh, I wouldn't say that's the case, Jeff. We've all got our haters out there, and if you go looking for it, you can find it. And I'm sure you could find some of ours. You could probably find plenty of it, man. So. No, I appreciate those that are out there listening every day and supporting us. We as a station, aren't we? Aren't we all sort of fortunate in terms of...
We're lucky as can be. We are lucky as can be.
What are we talking about?
What
here?
A job yeah, exactly. we have. Yeah, this is fun.
And you guys do it as a part-time deal. I get to do it as a full-time. I'm probably the luckiest one because I don't have to go out and file columns like you do. You're right. John... You guys are the hard workers. Jeffrey, I put in that case because he's on every show. He has to produce. He has to make public picks. Like, so he's up there with the hard workers. I've got it easy. I'll be honest with you. I'm probably the most fortunate at the station. No question about it.
Okay. Are you confident? And Jeffrey seems to be. I don't want to put words in his mouth. He can correct the record here. Are you confident in saying that Tua had a concussion last week? The Dolphins mishandled it. He shouldn't have been playing last night, and that's why he's in the shape he's in right now.
So this is tough. So Bart Scott just said something I think applies here. I was listening to you guys' discussion on this that said, you know, you can pass a concussion test easily. To his point, and so let's just use that. We know there's different levels of concussions. We know that. It's possible that Tua did pass a test. I mean, the Dolphins have said he passed the NFL-mandated concussion protocol. So we know that they're willing to say something happened. We asked him the questions. We gave him the test. Now, here's the question. Did he pass it? Could you see a scenario where you've got the independent doctor there, you've got Dolphins personnel there, Tua's answering these questions? They're okay answers. And Dolphins personnel saying, "Okay, Doc, you see, I mean, he's fine. We got to show him this stuff. We got to get him prepared for the second half and all that." And the doctor says, "Okay, you know, he got through this one. We're going to clear him." But you know, that's what we'll find out. Hopefully, from this NFL players you know, from this investigation from the Players Association that is not complete. They had a short week, so they haven't done, they haven't completed that. We'll see if the doctor, the independent doctor, dropped it, if this is more on Miami. But clearly, Jeff, back to your point, with there, they had a test because they've told the NFL, they've told the world that he passed concussion protocol. So again, number of things can happen within that. But I think within that, you can see a plausible scenario where, okay, he passed the test. But I go back to, it's the phrase that Adam Schefter's using this morning. I've seen Florio use it too, gross motor instability. You know, and that can not just apply when it comes to concussions, but also to spine injuries. And it seems like in designating this a back injury, you know, and saying he cleared that test, the Dolphins have said, well, we're not worried about the gross motor instability. That though, apparently, in this NFL protocol, can be applied. Like, gross motor instability, it can cover a spinal injury. And so, again, when you see the way he got up from the one last week, you have to – I just wonder, Jeff, do you apply common sense? Sure, maybe he could pass a concussion test, but this guy's out there, he can barely stand up. Does he need more time to heal? And I think just on that alone, you have to say, Dolphins, were you right here? Did you just go by your, you know, by a weak concussion protocol or by a test that was barely passed and throw a guy out there that shouldn't have been? So we'll see. I mean, well, you know, hopefully this NFLPA investigation gets to the bottom of some things, both with that independent doctor who's supposed to be the guy that keeps the, no, we're not going to put a guy that should, we're going to keep the, you know, the team interest out of this. He was supposed to be the guy that steps up there. Was it him? You know, how much of this was Dolphins disregarding what was clearly a guy that needed to be out? Well, we'll find out, hopefully. But he should not. You know, what's sad is that you have to see this again, and whether it was concussion, spinal injury, whatever, that you get this injury. And now, you know, because of last week, it feels like this one was worse. I mean, whatever happened here clearly was worse because of what happened last week. He shouldn't have been out there. I mean, common sense should have been applied. We thought that was scary last week when he buckled over and couldn't get up. And so, and then you see last night. And so, man, it was awful to watch. And again, you know, there was, John made the point, you know, and maybe he did and I missed it, but there was no thumbs up from Tua as he's getting, you know, as he's getting the stretcher out of there. You're just hoping the guy's got, you know, not paralyzed. Good to see that, you know, he's got this feeling, but hope, you know, the feelings in all extremities. You know, he apparently was in a neck brace on the flight home. But, yeah, man, that was as scary as it gets. And someone dropped the ball.
I think you make a good point. I suspect this is not black and white. There is not a –
right,
this
right.
is not like – this is not like blowing a breathalyzer right. and you
exactly.
either are a 1.0 or you're not. This
right.
is a – on the field, on the fly, the game is going on, and I suspect there's immense gray area here. And then the pressures are all on playing him. The pressures
mm-hmm.
are all, whereas normally if you're sick or whatever else, you're thinking, well, let's just play it safe. If you suffer an orthopedic injury now, Jason, your doctor will say, hey, stay off of it for a month, even if in 3 weeks, you know, you might be ready to go because
right.
there's no reason to rush it. But in that circumstances, all the pressure is on getting him back in the game, either last week or for this week's game. And it's not passing a test makes it seem like it's a big yes or no answer. Whereas
correct.
I suspect that
That's
it's not as simple as yes or no, you know?
It's the gray area. It's the Bills. You know, it's not just the Dolphins person. I'm sure Tua is telling that independent doctor,
100%.
I'm good. But at that point, is out of the, you know, whatever cloud that we envision of concussions enough to pass that test. The Dolphins are not saying there's no way. They would put themselves up to so much in terms of scrutiny, everything else, punishment, if you didn't have a test whatsoever. So that's what they're using as their fallback, clearly. But still, even in that, in passing that test, it doesn't mean he still should have been out there.
Yeah, that's certainly true.
It's
right.
somewhere in there, Jeff. Yeah.
Moving on. How do you feel about no Memphis Madness?
I think it's probably smart. I mean, we talked about this with Jeffrey yesterday on his show. You know, if there's not a a recruit or two that you're trying to sway with a full building, you know, then, you know, what's the point? Because then you get into, as Josh used to put it, having to top yourself every year. So you get to a point where it sort of runs its course. It, you know, you can have it off for a couple of years, whatever it is, come back with a bang later on. That's usually how these things go. I think it makes more sense. What you want to avoid, I made this point with Jeffrey, is sort of a secondary option in a FedEx Forum that isn't going to be full because you don't have an entertainer, whatever else it's going to be, and you get a situation like 2015 where the team comes out to, oh, here's the Tigers, and it's you're down at a hollow FedEx Forum, and you don't want Kendrick Davis and these new guys are coming in this. You don't want that to be their first impression of what a crowd's like down there. Save that for Christian Brothers, I guess it'll be, whatever that first exhibition is. That's the other part. So have them, you know, in their element, you know, on campus where they're the big guys anyway, a much more intimate setting where the, you know, fans can get more up close to them. Makes sense to me. You know, I heard Veach say it's basically a wash in terms of money that sure they'll save, but last year they charged in terms of, you know, you save by not doing it, but last year they did charge. Clearly you're saving some money here at a time where you need to be doing that as well. So it just seems smart all the way around, Jeff. And I'm sure we haven't seen the last of it. That'll be the point. I mean, if there's some, you know, DJ Wagner type or whatever that Penny thinks it could make a difference for, and they're in a space where they're, you know, willing to do it again and put all that. I mean, everything that goes into it, my gosh, it's a lot of work for sometimes very little reward for what, you know, it's for a couple of consecutive years here. So again, it makes a lot of sense to do it the way they're doing it.
If you, by the way, if they had a madness and you were in charge, how would you run it?
Oh, I mean, in terms of if you were still trying to top what you've been doing, in terms of going and getting a rap act,
act you could. You do the introductions you could. But then once all of that, the smoke clears, literally, what would you have the program be?
More, short scrimmage, dunk contest if you've got those guys. I suppose that stuff all still goes into it. But then you get into, you know, the area of missed dunks and all that, you lose some energy.
Missed dunks are awful. Missed dunks are awful.
Here's the problem. Yeah. If that thing is longer than an hour, there are parts of it that lose energy. And that's when you start to open yourself up to, well, I thought this was going to be. And it always seems to open itself up to that criticism. So anytime it would be short, Jeff, and again, you're asking people to come down for what? For an hour to see a couple of player introductions and one act? Like, that's a tough thing to do. So I tell you what, if I was in charge of it, I'd do what they're doing right now, is I change the format, do something different like they're doing, and maybe bring it back in a couple of years. It just makes more sense. This is not – here's the other thing. This is not a ranked team going into the season. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I will say this. There's less hype going into it this year, although I think we all think if things come together right, this team can be better than last season's team in terms of, you know, perhaps in seeding, if it can operate better in the non-conference than it's done the last two seasons. So with all that said, you know, time just feels right to put it off for you. I think that's what I'd do if I was in charge of it, Jeff, to be honest with you, do what they've done.
What's the biggest question? Rebounders event tonight, so we'll get our first glimpse of these guys. What's the biggest question for the Memphis Tigers going into this season?
Well, it's not what it's been the last couple of years with the point guard question, but it's still super easy. It's shooting, shooting, shooting. I mean, when you don't have Quinones, you don't have Nolly. You know, you made the decision to tell Tyler, we appreciate you, but we're ready to move on. You lost a lot of shooting. Add to that, you know, Emmanuel Aycott moving on. You know, the guy that never was here. I mean, a guy that shot 38% last year. You're depending on him to be one of those guys, and so you're already replacing or trying to replace a ton of shooting that you lost. You lost one of those potential replacements. So whether it's Keontae Kennedy or, you know, Kendrick Davis was already going to have to be one of those guys. You're going to need guys to step up to knock down open shots. Because here's the key. You got a point guard now that's going to draw attention defensively because of how good he is offensively. That's going to lead to even more open shots on the wings and the corners for would have been Lester. You know, can't fault him. What a great decision he made. He's with the Golden State Warriors organization. Would have been Nolly if you had decided to keep him on those wings and in those corners. You've got to see those guys, your new guys, knock down those shots. It's the biggest question for this team. I know, you know, John's point out, too, know, the interior. Do you have enough there with depth, everything else, with KO, the new guy? Is Malcolm healthy enough? I think if you've got a healthy Chandler Lawson to go with DeAndre and everything else we just mentioned, they'll be able to get enough done inside. I think it's going to be, again, teams are going to zone this team and say, beat us with your shooting. And if Kendrick Davis is the only one that can do it, it's going to be a tough road to hoe. Hopefully, whether it's, again, we've seen Jaden in short spots knock down shots, or even a Jonathan Lawson. You know, some of these new guys, Elijah, McCadden, got to get used to some of these new names. They're going to need guys to knock down open shots. That's going to be the key to their offense. You figure they're going to be good enough defensively, Jeff. I mean, that's the one thing Penny Hardaway has shown every year. He's got a system, a culture defensively. It's going to be, can this team knock down these open looks they're going to get all season long?
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Take care, brother.
Jason Smith, every single day from 11 and 2. That's interesting that he said easy what the biggest question is. Is it would, like, if I were to ask you what's the biggest question with the Memphis Tigers heading into this season?
I think it's probably the wing, right?
Is it the wing rotation?
Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel pretty confident that Kendrick and...
Can they get off to a good start this year?
But I think to me, like...
All of these...
They're all related.
Yes, all these questions are related.
Right.
Certainly that one encompasses everything. Like, that's just,
yeah, I think if you want to say, can they start faster than they have under Penny Hardaway? I think that's fair. I actually think that they have the opportunity to do so because, A, they have an elite scoring guard, and typically what we see is early in seasons, teams that have really good scoring guards, they do well early. And then secondly, you're not having to – I don't feel like that they're going to have – the rotation issues that are going to cause the locker room problems that they had previously.
Who is the player that you're most curious about? In other words, not like,
sure,
I want to see Kendrick Davis guy because I want to see him in a Memphis uniform. You know what he's going to be like. Like, who is the player who, like, God, if that guy's good, it can make a real difference. Is there a player?
I think Jonathan Lawson.
Yeah, it's funny, though, because it could be any one of the transfers, but we say Jonathan Lawson because we've seen nothing of him.
Right.
So it's easy to imagine.
There's empty canvas.
You can imagine the ceiling as high as you want.
And to me, it's one thing when you get Kendrick Davis to transfer because we've seen him play at the same level extremely well. More times than not, a lot of these transfers, they wind up being basically what they were at other schools.
Right, and so therefore we have something.
Correct.
We have some frame
Correct.
Of reference for them, whereas with Jonathan Lawson, we have literally no frame of reference.
Yes.
It's as if he's a freshman coming in, blank slate.
Yes.
So I think that is one of the but I don't expect. You think at the end of the year, Jonathan Lawson will be the top four scorers on the team?
I mean, if I were betting on
I'd say no.
But if you told me that were
if he were the case, that it would be a good thing.
Yes, and I'm not surprised. If it's one of those things where if I were betting on it, I would bet no. But I'm not sitting there going like, "Are you high?" If that is indeed the case.
If I told you that McDonald's was coming out with an adult Happy Meal, would you ask me if I was high?
I saw the news. Well, that's probably why you're going to get an adult Happy Meal.
I don't think I'm going to go get one. And the reason is twofold. They are. In the month of October, this is, by the way, the last day of September. I hope you enjoy it. Savor it for everything it's worth. But in the month of October, they are going to be having an adult Happy Meal. And it's in collaboration with the Cactus Plant Flea Market. They're going to have a Cactus Plant Flea Market box. Now, when I heard this, I, of course, immediately thought, what is Cactus Plant Flea Market? Is that a human being? Is it whatever else? And because it's possible that I'm not as plugged into pop culture as I once was. And it is it's a clothing brand. Did you know that?
Now I do.
You did not know? If I had said Cactus Plant Flea Market to you before,
yeah,
you would have
no clue.
It's a streetwear brand, and anyway, so you're gonna get a toy. You're gonna get a one of the four collectible figurines of either Grimace, the Hamburglar, Birdie. Who's Birdie? I know Grimace and I know the Hamburglar. I'm not familiar with Birdie's work, as well as a Cactus Buddy, whatever that means. But the thing that
Birdie is she wears like the pink jumpsuit.
She does appear to wear pink.
Yeah.
And has an M on her chest. But the reason that I won't be getting one is you got the soda, you got the fries. That's fine, right? But then it either has a Big Mac, and a Big Mac just seems excessive to me now. I probably would still like it, but it's been more than a decade since I've eaten a Big Mac. Just seems excessive. Or a 10-piece chicken McNugget. With all due respect,